今天我们要说的这个话题啊，是我前两天在微信朋友圈上看到转的，我们说疯转 crazy retweet 的一个帖子，就是说惊呆了，外国人也在羡慕我们中国人的生活。
嗯，
羡慕的英语是
would say envious.
Envious. So foreigners are also very envious of Chinese and life in China. 然后我跟 Jason 我就给他看了，就里面说到的一些啊，他说哎是挺有道理的。And then you also added some things that you really like about China.
Yeah, definitely.
And make foreigners, make Americans envious of, 对不对？
嗯、mm-hmm.
好，你现在跟我讲一个吧。你觉得中国很好的，然后让美国人很羡慕的地方。
I think one of the greatest things about China is how safe it is.
安全是吧？
It's amazing how safe it is here.
因为在我以前在澳大利亚上学，然后我人生中唯一一次被抢 ，touch wood，、
mm-hmm.
以后再也不要被抢。就是在那个我还记得是它市中心最繁华的一条乔治街 George Street， 我拿一个手机在给我朋友打电话，然后突然 Why is there no sound？ 他怎么没有讲话了？然后我就发现有一个人把我的手机已经抢掉了。
Really？
It was so fast， 对，然后我就很 shock。然后后来我又想哦我被抢了，我要去找警察、
oh, no.
怎么怎么样，然后后来我又跑到一个附近的一个警察局，然后他就跟我说啊、哦、那你登记一下吧，他说基本上这个没希望了，你就买个新手机吧、
mm.
他是警察耶 come on
what else can they do I mean it happens unfortunately
我跟你讲在中国两个人吵架夫妻间吵架打110警察都会来的、
mm.
好
yeah
so you think it's really safe here especially in big cities、
mm-hmm.
right
I think that's the big difference. Of course, you know, any city in the world, even in cities in the United States, you know, most of the cities are totally safe. But there's always certain neighborhoods or certain areas where it's not really a good idea to go by yourself at night.
对，因为比如说以前大家觉得纽约很乱了，现在、mm-hmm. 纽约其实已经好了很多。我是记得有一次在 San Francisco， 旧金山， mm-hmm. 就是他们也是像上海的，比如什么淮海路、南京路那种很繁华的 CBD、
mm-hmm.
Market Street、mm-hmm. where all the shopping is. 那我就在那走走看看，结果就走到旁边的一个 block， 就过一条马路，然后就是都是 drug addict，、
mm-hmm.
就是吸毒贩毒瘾的人，然后就在那里你就觉得很不对劲，然后还有一些看起来好像是就是有那个 mental illness，、
mm-hmm.
就是神经不是很正常的人， mm-hmm. 然后你就很害怕很害怕，然后我就想 OK， let me go to the other block。再走一个街区可能好一点、
mm.
It's also like that 然后就像一个迷宫走了 maybe 4 or 5 blocks and it's all like that、
mm-hmm.
and like you're a girl right 你有没有保护自己的东西然后就真的很害怕
and I think that's the big thing especially that for women it's really safe here I have lots of female friends here and I talk to them and they say they love living here because they can walk around at night by themselves
对晚上两点基本上也没有什么问题
and they don't have to worry at all you know they can be you know coming home from a bar and they had a couple of beersand maybe, you know,、mm. by themselves walking on the street. And in the United States, even in New York or San Francisco, 1 a.m. walking by yourself as a woman, you wouldn't, even in a good neighborhood, you really wouldn't want to do that.
对，因为在美国，当然一个很大的问题就是 gun ownership. 你也不知道哪里窜出来一个人有个枪，对吧？或者呢，就是很多地方还是那个比较人烟稀少，特别 suburb. There's just no people, right? Even like 7 p.m.8 p.m.
No one.
How quiet and it's dark. 对，所以 OK safety 这个安全质量很好。对对对，还有一个 I have a big one 就是方便。It's really convenient to live in big cities in China.
In what way?
就是说，因为我们人口密度很高 ，we have a high population density. 人口密度，你可以说 population density. 所以呢，你要到哪里，不管是 public transportation 公共交通，就是很四通八达。
嗯哼，
你可以坐地铁，坐公共汽车，对吧？然后就算坐 taxi 的话也是蛮方便而且就是比较 affordable 还是属于价格比较合理的然后呢你要出去不管是吃喝玩乐干什么事儿都非常非常方便
嗯哼
你知道像我家门口啊可能就是100米的这个 radius 这个半径里面 we have a Starbucks a Costa coffee a Paris baguette one Ichido we have like a cafe it's like 5 bakeries 3 hairdressersAnd a ton of, 就是你要买衣服，买衣服的店也有，还有 supermarket，、
mm-hmm.
还有 ice cream within 5 minutes of walk. 这个东西我觉得在北美很多城市是难以想象的。
I think the big thing with that is that so many of the cities here are so big. That especially, you know, for example, in the United States, there's maybe 2, 3, 4 cities that are really big, that have a really high density. And then after that, it's sort of a suburb.
对对对，都是你们说的 suburb 就是比较郊外的地方、mm-hmm. 对吧？因为我还记得就是我第一次跟我先生回加拿大过那个 Christmas 圣诞的时候，有一天我早上起来，然后我说我们去星巴克买个咖啡吧，然后他跟我说 The closest Starbucks is 15 minutes drive.
Yep.
他最近的你要开十五分钟的车，我说 Oh my God！ 我知道你们家以前是这样，我就不会来。
I understand. I grew up in a suburb like that. It's pretty, but it's not very fun.
我住在那种地方，我告诉你，我就 very anxious， 我就很不安。就是说， mm-hmm. 为什么外国人家里哎呦好几个大冰箱，然后买一次做一次 grocery shopping 要买那么多东西，好像 Armageddon 世界末日要来了，就因为很远很不方便。
You have to be prepared.
对，就不像在中国，我们就是啊什么菜场，有些人 they do their grocery every day，、
mm-hmm.
或者两三天就会去买一个菜，对吧？我一直在国外这种 suburb， 我就想，哎呦，万一没有吃的，还要 airdrop 空投来救我。
And that's actually one of the other things that's really convenient about China is, you know, delivery.
哎，快递 and so cheap.
Everything. So whether, you know, you're sending something to a friend, maybe getting food delivered.
对对。
And one of the big things is, of course, Taobao.
对，你知道吗？有好几个外国朋友离开中国之前都跟我说，哎，我告诉你，我最会想念的就是淘宝，因为特别在国外一些电子商务 e-commerce 没有那么发达的地方，你这个真的 online shopping 很难，对不对？美国还好一点 ，you know Amazon， 然后还有很多的购物网站还是蛮方便的。
And with Amazon, it's easy, but the difference with Taobao is that it just has everything and it's cheap too. That's the really big thing. It's really, really cheap.
那你在淘宝上都买什么？
What have I bought? I remember one time about a year ago, I was going to go camping and I didn't have a tent. So I thought,
出去露营。
Mm-hmm. And so I went on Taobao to buy a tent. And usually a tent in the United States, you know, is maybe $200, something like that. Maybe $100, $150. The tent that I bought was the equivalent of $20.
就100块人民币。
And it was a really nice tent.
Oh,
a really, really, really nice tent.
我本来想跟你说Wait until your trip is over. 你会发现这个 it's a 100 renminbi tent.
No, no,
$100 是不一样的。
No, it was a great tent.
Really?
I'm still using it now. It's really, really, really good.
Great value for money, 对不对？
Yeah, so a lot of that type of stuff is really cheap and really easy to get here.
就是 cost of living in general, it's a lot lower, 对不对？ Mm-hmm. 当然在中国你要想过好一点的日子呢，很多东西都比国外贵，但是基本的一些东西还是便宜很多。
Exactly.
好。就比如我刚刚说的 taxi， 在这里的这个价格，你比如十几块的起步费，然后在国外，哎，我真的在日本坐出租车，可能它的这个起步费就是100块人民币，反正就很恐怖的数字。然后就是在国外，差不多你如果上海的车费这个距离是30-40块人民币，在美国坐一坐大概就是$30-$40这样的一个价格。
Mm-hmm. Exactly, taxis are super expensive, super super expensive.
对，然后还是什么在这里，那如果你比较幸运 ，if you have a nanny and 阿姨，对不对？这个在国外也是啊，他的工资和你一样高。Who hire who？谁雇谁啊？好，那我们再看一看这个很实际的东西，讲完以后讲一点精神上的，好吧，不要老是搞我们好像都是 materialistic、mm-hmm. 然后都非常的 cheap。 精神上中国也有很多很好的东西，其中有一个我觉得最吸引人的就是 there's a sense of optimism、
mm-hmm. I think that's a really big one, especially after 2008 when the financial crisis happened. You know, everywhere in the world, especially in Europe for example, the economy has been doing really badly and people aren't in a very good mood.
对，就是基本上你到 developed countries, 人家就会有一种日落西山。 It seems like everything is in decline, right? Mm-hmm. Especially in Europe, a lot of young people, they have really high unemployment rate. 就是就业率很低，失业率很高。然后一个年轻人出来都觉得，哎呀，工作很难找。然后你知道 I have a French friend, 有一个法国的朋友 然后呢他做 IT 这样的，他是编程，然后他在中国就找到很好的一份工作，然后他跟我说我就在这 lifetime， 我就一辈子都在这儿。我说啊，你不想回法国吗？他说我在法国找不到工作，因为法国有条例，就是你这个工作一定要和你学的东西是对口的，然后他没有上过大学，他就是自学成才，所以他说我在法国根本找不到工作，因为 everyone would ask me for my university degree， 所以就很像我们中国以前 planned economy 计划经济那个年代。
But I think it's also just that sense of opportunity that there's something out there, and that if you work really hard, you know, you will be able to make something amazing or get a great job.
以前你们有 the American dream， 现在我们习大大就是给每个人中国梦。You know, we also have this version of a Chinese dream or a China dream.
Yeah, I see it everywhere on the city. You see it written on signs and boards and things like that.
其实我觉得这东西不用写，都在每个人的心里。就是这样的一种，就像 Jason 说的 optimism， 一种乐观的，还有你说的那种 opportunity。就是我前段时间看美国的一个报道 ，I don't know which survey they looked at， 然后他就说，哦，在中国最近有一个调查，然后80%的受访者都说 they believe next year they'll be better off than this year。就他都觉得他个人的生活明年会比今年好。
That's amazing. It's really amazing. I mean, it's definitely, you know, the economy in the United States is definitely better than that in Europe, but it's still not wonderful. And I think, you know, people are okay right now in the United States in general, but compared to how people are in China, it's...
就是大家的那个 general mood, 大体上社会总的一种情绪，就不像这里就会觉得啊，我这里不行，那里还有机会，就是总会有机会，我这个个人的生活总会有点改善，总会往好的方向发展，是吧？
Exactly.
所以 we've got to cherish it.
Keep on working hard, get those opportunities.
对，珍惜珍惜。然后还有一点跟刚刚说的这个 you know, fast developing economy 很有关系的，就是 we have lots of new projects. 高铁好了以后呢，又有 super super 高铁。然后呢，今天有一个新的高的大楼，明天又有一个哦更高的楼。
Exactly. Stuff like that from the perspective of an American is insane. You know,
我们说 insane, 疯掉了，怎么会那么多 projects, 那么多 new
you know,
development?
It seems like in every single city in China right now, they're building new subway, you know, not just one subway line, but 2, 3, 4, 5 subway lines at one time. In the United States, they'll spend 30 years trying to build one subway line. Those things take forever to happen in the United States.
对对对，因为在美国就很复杂啊，你又有什么 zoning issue, 对不对啊，那里你也不能让它强行拆迁，又不能怎么样。
And also it's usually, you know, everyone has to say something and everyone has to say blah, blah, blah. And the thing that's great about China is that, you know, the city or the, you know, Beijing can look and say, you know, this city needs a subway line. This is going to help everyone. And they can just build it. And it's wonderful. Yeah, well, they can make a decision and say, this is better for everyone. So let's do it. Whereas in the United States, everyone will say, da, 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 da.
对对对，而且呢，比如这一届你选上去这个 politician, 他说好，我们要 build, 然后等他卸任了还没有 build 好，下一届的人就说 oh, that's a load of crap. 他的主意都是屎，不要造了，然后又停了几年，对不对？所以在这边 Jason 刚跟我说哇 there's so many skyscrapers to look at, 你就像一个小孩一样说那么多摩天
轮。 Well, and also just that they're building so many and a lot of them, like for example the Shanghai Tower is this crazy design and it's really interesting and cool to look at. Stuff like that can't really be built in the United States anymore because people complain too much.
对对对，就是我觉得在这里还是给人一种 in general 很 exciting, 就是永远有很多新的东西，永远有很多改变，给人一种很兴奋的感觉。对，
exactly.
好 Jason, 那这样的话你是不是准备扎根中国了呢？ Are you gonna ever move back?
We'll see. I have to figure that one out.
You've really enjoyed yourself here.
Yeah, it's great here. It's great.
在这里有意思，而且最终我觉得还是人文方面也是，因为现在真的全国各地大家人员的这个流动是非常的大的。 You meet so many interesting people, right, from all over China and all over the world. 全世界各地的，我觉得可能每一个 generation 每一个时代都会世界上有一个我们说 very happening place. So you can use the word happening as an adjective.
Exactly.
就是这个地方很多很多事情在发生，是全球的焦点。 And China is probably one of the most happening places in the world right now.
Oh, absolutely.
对不对?
It seems like almost everything that's happening is happening here.
Yeah, so we're lucky. We're living in a very happening place, guys.
And it's an exciting time too. It's an exciting time to be here, definitely.
Totally. Okay, so that's it from us. Don't forget to check out openlanguage.com 或者我们的 APP. 想要买产品的话呢，可以输代码。这些都讲完了， and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye.